Yeah, let's talk money. Apple Pay in particular. Paul Porter joins us now to talk about the latest bank to add Apple Pay. And that is Barclays Bank. Paul, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, and hello to everyone else on the team.
So I wanted to talk to you this week, Paul, about Apple Pay. Big news is that Barclays Bank are embracing it now for the first time, which is putting it back into the spotlight again. Can you start off by telling us, Paul, for those that don't know, what is Apple Pay?
So Apple Pay is a bit like using your contactless card, but I guess a bit more of a secure system. With your contactless card, of course, you pay for something, you just touch your card onto a reader, and if you're paying for anything under £30, then it just automatically debits the card. There have been some security concerns with it. If you brush past something like a contactless reader, if you're on the tube or somewhere where you've got somewhere where you're paying for tickets and so on, then that might be a possibility that you could activate it twice, or you could activate two cards in your wallet at the same time. But there are ways around that. You can buy wallets to secure your cards and so on from the contactless system. But for me, the Apple Pay, it's available on your Apple device or your Apple Watch, and you set your card up, you scan your card into the phone, you put in some information, the expiry date and your security 3-digit PIN, and then you can either use your phone or your watch to, in the same way as touching the card, but with the phone or the watch, you have to double tap a button on the watch, or you have to use your finger ID on the phone so that the transaction's activated and transmitted. So it gives you a bit more added security. If someone, of course, takes your phone or your watch, then you've got the security of having a PIN number on your watch or your passcode or finger ID on the phone. So it makes it a bit more secure. And to be honest, Stephen, it's quite cool to just, flaunt your watch or your phone to make a quick payment. The first time I used it at my local chip shop, the lady was quite amazed by the fact you could pay with your watch. So that's quite fun. I guess for me, the other great thing about it is, normally you might have to punch in all your credit card details or your bank card details. With the phone, you simply hold your phone above the card. It picks up your name and card number, and then you put in the two bits of information, your security PIN and expiry date, and it's all done, set up. It sends you a text to activate it. You punch in a 6-digit code, and then it's added to your phone and your watch. And you can have multiple cards on the system too. So it's a great way for paying for things easily, quickly, and securely, I would say.
Yeah, security is really important. It's interesting, Paul, Barclays Bank getting involved with Apple Pay. Do you think it, and not that it ever wasn't, but do you think it shows Apple Pay off as a serious method of payment that's here to stay?
I think it is. And, I guess we always think, America's so much far ahead of us and, they've got all the latest technology. I think for the UK, it was good because we've been using contactless cards for a number of years, and the Apple Pay is, an extension of that. So a lot of the banks and building societies have come on board, and I guess Barclays is one of the biggest, and it took a bit longer than people might have hoped to get on board. But now it's on board, it's more choice. You can have different cards from different issuers on your Apple Pay, so you've got choice, you've got convenience, and just paying for things electronically now is quite amazing. I mean, I use an app called Ping It, which originally was a Barclays app, but it lets you pay your contacts. If you're registered to the same system, you use an app on your phone, you find their number, and you can pay, £1 or £2 or £20, whatever it might be, and it just pings it across to their Ping It account, and they can then transfer that from their Ping It account to their bank account. So it's a quick way of paying for something. Very simply, very easily, and that kind of system, I think, is going to be more prevalent, more useful, and it might be that eventually we'll all end up not having to carry cash around, which would be great because it's a bit of an inconvenience and you can lose it. So, you know, that's hopefully the way things are going.
Okay, thanks for that, Paul Porter from RNIB. Always good to have you here and get your thoughts.
It's a pleasure, and we'll speak to you soon.